This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. أما بعد، يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. أنرب العلماء، respected elders and brothers, the Ummah is going through trying times. Our brothers and sisters in Palestine are going through difficulties upon difficulties. The old city of Al-Quds have been turned into military barracks. You see steel and metal barricades all over the city. And this morning they've deployed hundreds of troops and hundreds of soldiers across the city. Many buses have been turned away and many musallis have been returned back to their places, and they are barred from coming into the old city of Al-Quds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. They need to be in our du'as at every moment. Whenever we get a chance, whenever we are sitting alone, whenever we have few moments, raise our hands and make dua for the people of Palestine. They need our duas, and we need to keep them in our thoughts and in our prayers. Just to run you through a few events that happened in the last few days. As we know, last week Friday, a deadly shootout took place. And as a result, the Jummah was cancelled and Masjid was closed down for 2 days. It's for the first time in 17 years that the Jummah was cancelled in Masjid al-Aqsa. For the first time. The Grand Mufti, Sheikh Muhammad Hussein, was arrested and later on was released without any charges. On Sunday, when Masjid al-Aqsa was reopened, the worshippers and the Muslims encountered a different situation. Metal detectors were erected and camera surveillance was put in to monitor what is happening in the Aqsa compound. And as the leaders of the community came out in the numbers and they said, we need to detest this, and we need to renounce this, and we need to reject all the security measures that have been put in place under the so-called name and under the facade of security. This is one of the attempts of the Zionist regime to move progressively towards to capture Masjid al-Aqsa and to gain complete sovereignty over the Haram Sharif, as we call it, and to capture Masjid al-Aqsa in the Dome of the Rock. It's not just a matter of metal detectors, it's what it resembles and what they are trying to push and what they are trying to achieve through all the so-called security measures that they are bringing into play. And it's important, as one of the imams of Masjid al-Aqsa, the former Grand Mufti, Sheikh Ikrama Sabri, mentions, that this is not a Palestinian issue and Masjid al-Aqsa does not belong to the Palestinians. Rather, to the contrary, it belongs to the Muslim Ummah. It is the third holiest site. It is our first Qibla. And it is a place where Mahshar, the day of gathering, will take place. So it is not a Palestinian issue, it's a global issue which affects every Muslim, and it has to be on top of our mind every time. We need to make dua for them. As you know, when the protest started growing, many people were injured in those protests. One of them was the former Grand Mufti Sheikh Ikrama Sabri, where he was shot and wounded in the leg. He sustained injuries, but alhamdulillah, later on he was discharged from the hospital and is doing well. But he said, we will not stand for the metal detectors and we will continue to pray salah outside of Masjid al-Aqsa so long as those metal detectors remain and so long as those camera surveillance remains. And this is a situation. There has been a widespread call for all the Palestinians to gather and rally around Masjid al-Aqsa and to perform Jummah there outside the compounds of Masjid al-Aqsa. And many of the masajid, the small masajid in the surrounding areas of Masjid al-Aqsa have been shut today so that the people can go and attend the Jummah on the streets and around the precincts of Masjid al-Aqsa. Look at the resilience of the people of Palestine, Allahu Akbar. Indeed, courage is found in Palestinians, Allahu Akbar. There were so many people who slept last night. So many people who slept last night in the streets of Aqsa, so that today they can get a chance to perform Jummah in the streets of Masjid al-Aqsa. Allahu Akbar. Look at the resilience. Sleeping outside so that they are not barred this morning from entering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such resilience. Whilst we see so much of negativity, brothers, there's so much of hope also. There's so many lessons to learn from the people of Masjid al-Aqsa. There's so much to learn from the Palestinians. One is the message of hope. Look at the hope that they have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are worshipping Allah under easy circumstances, alhamdulillah. But they are put under so much of trying circumstances, yet they have so much of hope in Allah that under broken setups, you see them performing Taraweeh Salah, you see them reading Quran, you see them standing up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing deters them. That gives us hope. That is hope in Allah. That is the strong faith and iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite the challenges that they are going through, they are able to hold on to the precepts of deen, Allahu Akbar. That is a message of hope. They are telling the world that no matter what you go through in life, your ultimate objective is Allah. And nothing should deter you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. And that's what crushes the morals of the security officials and the Israeli officials that guard Masjid al-Aqsa. That a youngster of 9 and 10 is able to walk freely despite those machine arms and despite those guns. Go and they fulfill their duties. That is resilience. That is courage. That is iman. That's what you find in the people of Palestine. Allahu Akbar. We learn that the people of Palestine, they don't want our money. They want moral support. And two countries have dominated the Palestinian grounds. One is the UK and one is South Africa. Go to Palestine. Anta min junub Afriqiya? Are you from South Africa? They said, continue coming in your numbers to Masjid al-Aqsa. Visit Masjid al-Aqsa and continue to support us through your du'as and your efforts. That's what they want. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that if you get an opportunity, visit Masjid al-Aqsa and try to perform Salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. And if you are unable to do so, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, send oil for the lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa and Allah will give you the same reward. Allahu Akbar. We need to continue with our struggle. We need to continue with our efforts in keeping the issue alive. We need to educate the masses. We need to educate our children. What is Masjid al-Aqsa? Where is it found? Many people today are hearing for the first time. And the issue cannot die. It needs to remain in our minds. And we need to continue with the struggle and the support for Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine, inshaAllah. Brothers, it is not easy. It is not easy indeed. But at the same time, we need to look beyond the struggles and we need to look beyond the difficulties that the Ummah is facing. Look at the blessings, the hidden blessings of Allah in the crisis that the Ummah is facing. Because of the global crisis of the Muslim Ummah, we have been able to put our petty differences aside and we have been able to unite, alhamdulillah. Look at America. Ever since the Obama administration came into power, Muslims that were fragmented in America, you know what they said? It's not a time to bicker and to become petty. We need to put our small differences aside and we need to unite as a ummah. That is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a blessing in disguise by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That through these calamities and through these challenging times, we have been able to unite. People have left their differences aside. And people are now standing shoulder to shoulder for one greater cause, for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yes, while these are difficult times, look at Yemen, Iraq, and other parts of the world. Because of this global crisis, everywhere in the Ummah, people are raising their hands and making dua for the Ummah of Rasulullah. There is hope. There is hope, people. We can't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through difficulties, we are able to unite also. MashaAllah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only a non-believing nation will lose hope in the mercy of Allah. A Muslim can never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Never. Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi writes an amazing thing in his book, Saviors of Islamic Spirit. He says, if there's any nation that has been through so much, it is Islam. And if there's any nation that has withstood the challenges of the time, then it is Islam. When the Crusaders invaded our holy lands, when there was a bloodbath and the streets were flowing with Muslim blood, he said people thought that Muslims, Islam, and the teachings of Islam would become extinct. He said, but look, so many centuries later, we are still in existence. Alhamdulillah. يُرِدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah says, they wish to extinguish the nur of Allah, that is Islam. But Allah says, I will make sure that Islam will thrive and will remain in existence. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even if the non-believing nation does not like it. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Allah says, we have sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the final message, and we will make sure that Islam will triumph over every religion in the world. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Even if the non-believing nation does not like it. Allah has given us these glad tidings. We need to look beyond the negativity and look at the positive. Ever since the crisis have broken out in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it's Palestine or America or anywhere else, people have become more curious about Islam. People have become more curious about the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That why is it that media is always targeting the Muslims? Why is it that the Muslims are marginalizing these followers? Why is it that these people are continuously brought under the limelight? Are they actually terrorists? Are they actually fundamentalists? Are they actually people who promote violence in the religion? And when they open the Quran, when they read the word of Allah, when they study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are compelled to acknowledge that Islam is a religion of peace. And this is the message of hope. How many intellectuals have changed their lives after reading the Quran? It is in crises like these that people have received the gift of Iman. Allahu Akbar. So we need to inculcate within us this positivity. And we need to work towards a common ground. So brothers, these are some of the messages of hope that we take from this crisis that we find that the Ummah is in and the turmoil that the Ummah is in. There's metal detectors that they have placed in Masjid al-Aqsa. Remember, these are not just metal detectors. They are pushing towards a specific agenda. And we all need to be educated in this regard. Today it's metal detectors. Tomorrow it will be fencing up. And then the next day will be allowing only one day permits. And then the barring the people. As you know, today also, many male worshippers who were under the age of 50 were restricted. They were unable to go into the compound. So it's one thing after the other. They are pushing towards the erection of their so-called holy temple. And we on the other side need to continue with our effort and our struggle also. We need to keep the issue alive. And it's a sad reality that the issue of Palestine is not catered for much in our curriculum, whether it's in school or in madrasa. And if you find that gap, don't wait for somebody to invent a wheel. Don't wait for somebody to bring it up into our curriculum. We need to keep the issue alive in our own circles, at our dinner tables, wherever we are, in our social circles. We must speak about Palestine. If you've got non-Muslim workers that are working with us, our colleagues, we must keep them updated. And we must continuously promote the issue of Palestine wherever we are, in our own way, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. The hospitality in these people is amazing and phenomenal. Any South African that has been to Palestine will tell you first-hand experience that these people don't have much, but whatever little they have, they put it out in front of you with open arms. That is the generosity of these people. That's, they go out of their way when they see you as the guest of Masjid al-Aqsa. I'm going to end off with this words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam: visit Masjid al-Aqsa and pray salah in there. If you are unable to do so, send oil for the lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa, for Allah will give you the same reward. How much does it cost? Let's make the next destination Masjid al-Aqsa. It's cheaper than the other holiday destinations. Including accommodation, including ziyarah, including meals, it works out much cheaper. Let us put it on our bucket list to visit Masjid al-Aqsa. For this is the desire of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. Say inshaAllah.